following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Oh, I am supposed to push this button myself. All right. Well, where is Jim? He's supposed to do little things like, you know, fade the volume down and do all that kind of stuff that I'm over it. By the end of the week, I have pushed way too many buttons. I don't want to push any more buttons on people or things, machines or people. I want to find out where he is. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys had a fantastic week. Or, you know, at least a so-so kind of week. Well, I hope you got through the week. That's about all we can really ask for sometimes, is just getting through it. But we are here to help you recharge, relax, have a good time, reset your brain just a little bit. Sometimes, we just need a little bit. Change our outlook on life for just an hour. That's what we're here to help you do. Right here on FM Talk, every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And, you know, we have a replay on Sunday mornings at 7. And then the podcast is always available on FM Talk's website and also on the show's Facebook page, our show's Facebook page. See? That was very abrupt. That's because I had to do it. I don't know what I'm doing. I know where John is. I know where John Bell is. He is traveling. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But I don't know where Jim is. Reggie is actually earning his check this week. He is running the board. And thank goodness he does not have a microphone this week. Reggie, if you don't know, Reggie sings our theme song. I'm in trouble here because he's running everything. Is Jim on the phone? He's here. How can he be here and he's on the phone? I'll see. Okay, put him through.
Hey, Jolene.
Hey, Jim. Reggie says you've got a problem. What's wrong?
We're stuck.
You're stuck? Stuck where?
What do you mean, where?
Where is your vehicle? Where are you stuck at?
I see some hay on one side and some green plants over on the right.
You mean like those big rolls of hay? You're looking at a bunch of rolls?
No, it's not the rolled hay. It's just hay.
What do you mean just hay?
Just hay. You know, just hay.
Like just laying around hay? What are you talking about?
Like growing out of the ground kind of hay?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just know where there's some rolls.
I did see some rolled up hay. Back toward,
direction? Jim?
Well, I don't know what direction, but I know I saw some rolled hay on my way up here last week.
All right.
I'm not sure if it's still there, though.
It's not ours. Not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to figure out where you are. What do you see?
Okay, so like I was saying, the hay is growing out of the ground. I see some little... you know, whisker-looking things on the top of each stem of hay.
It's wheat, Jim.
Oh, what?
Wheat.
Oh, I guess that is wheat. Wheat. Okay.
Whisker thing.
Well, I didn't know what it looked like. It doesn't look like it does on the Quaker box.
That's oats. Quaker oats. You do know that the Quaker box is oatmeal.
Of course I know that's oatmeal. I was just testing you to see if you knew the... difference.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see how much you've learned. Tell me about these green plants.
The green plants on the right. Oh, that, well, looks like they might be corn plants. You know, corn plants.
And you got that one right. Proud of you.
Regardless of all that, I've got the trailer stuck in the mud.
The trailer stuck in, what, which trailer, and why do you have it back there? Why are you using a trailer?
I'm using the trailer because I was taking everybody on a tour of the property. But I guess I don't really know much about where all the boggy areas are, so I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I'm stuck. My truck tires are sunk in pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And it's hot out here. Could you bring us some drinks?
No.
I didn't think so.
Jeez.
So yeah, we're going to start walking back to the campground, okay?
Campground? You made a campground? You already killed enough grass with that splash pad. You guys just head back up to the house. We're going to talk about this.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. And, of course, with Amazon Prime, you still get free overnight shipping. If you were to order something right now, by tomorrow your order would arrive at an Amazon warehouse near you. Then you'll have the option of calling Grubhub to have your package delivered to your door for a small fee. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming and free shipping to near your home. We now return to your show.
I need to remind you guys right off the bat, if you haven't done so already, download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and it is your premier destination for podcasts of all your favorite local shows. FM Talk cranks out over 50 hours of local programming each week. So just download the app, click on podcasts, and just look at that bevy of entertainment that's right there at your fingertips, including this show. So get on there and do that. Maybe you can do it coming up in a few minutes when we take our first break. Yeah, you could do that. Alrighty, a call I must take.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom, you doing okay?
Well, I gotta tell you, honey, I'm really broken up about the Mobile Red Lobster closing.
I didn't know you still went to Red Lobster.
Oh, it's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I was there was around 19...
Like the 90s?
76.
1976? That's a long time.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday, Jolene.
Yeah?
It was our country's bicentennial.
Uh-huh.
And your dad and I were entertaining some of his clients.
Yeah?
This was back when he worked for GE.
Okay.
That's General Electric.
I know.
GE, they bring good things to life.
I know. Stop singing.
All right. Anyway, he would always take his big groups to the Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Because their location was convenient to the airport and the interstate there.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, that area used to have some really nice places to stay back in the day.
Hmm.
Let's see, there was the Hilton Hotel over there by Bel Air Mall.
Okay.
At least I think it was the Hilton.
I don't know.
Might have been a Sheraton.
I don't know.
Well, then there was the Ramada Inn.
Yeah.
And you know, that Ramada used to have a club attached to it. Can't remember the name.
Did you guys hang out at the club?
Can't really envision that.
Well, we never took anybody there because your dad swears he saw someone doing the cocaine in the bathroom there one night.
Okay.
Yeah, your dad used to watch a lot of Kojak and the Rockford Files, so I think he was just being dramatic.
Could have been.
But it was the 70s, so I just gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, but you haven't eaten at a Red Lobster since 1976?
Well, I did go in the last several years, but it was only when they were having the endless shrimp.
I know, that's been their downfall.
Boy, did I eat a boatload of those, Jolene.
I bet you did.
I guess it's a good thing they're going away.
Why?
Because I'll look much better at my high school reunion this summer.
What does that have to do with the endless shrimp?
Well, because it's coming up the same week where I would usually be going to the ultimate endless shrimp.
Oh, and you'd stuff yourself silly.
I'd be so bloated I wouldn't be able to fit in my cocktail dress.
I get it.
And you know how important it is that I look better than all the old ladies I graduated with.
I know.
Jolene, have you seen my full body corset?
Your what?
Girdle, whatever.
No. No.
You know, I really need to look for something else.
You do. I'll help you with that.
The last time I wore that thing, it wrapped me up so tight, my calves looked like a couple of them concrete utility poles.
We'll get you some Spanx.
Okay.
I'll call you.
Well, you got to come over here and help me figure something out. Whatever we decide on, I'm going to have some help squeezing into it. I got a can of Gold Bond spray. And a can of WD-40. One of them should get the job done.
I will, I promise.
All right. Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
This is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need to add a little happiness and laughter to our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Why don't you take the opportunity to laugh along with us?
Join us every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. and again on Sunday morning at 7.
On FM Talk 106.5.
And remember, the podcast is available anytime. Download the app or visit FMTalk1065.com.
Oh, something else I don't want to forget. This is the last weekend I have to remind you. Graduating class, B.C. Rain High School, 1974. The reunion is coming up. You've got till June 1st to get to their Facebook page. B.C. Rain High School, class of 1974. Get to the Facebook page and make your reservations. Find out whatever details you need to know and whoever else you need to talk to. How's that? Well, they don't need to hear me talk about it. It's all right there on the Facebook page. Oh, whatever. You guys, stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Roxbury.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Coming this summer, a warm summer's evening in the South. Then, they appear. At first, there's just a few. Then there's thousands, millions, billions. Don't miss Cicadas.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
This is Belle Cadeau. And if you've been watching the news very closely, you know that the cicada invasion is coming, and it's going to be particularly bad in the Deep South. I'm freaking out. Reinhold, stop laughing at me. Moving to the country has been quite an adjustment. It's a much simpler life.
For a much simpler person.
I frequent more mom and pop stores, and I learned the Dollar Tree is a real place, and not just an easy-to-grow shrub that originated in South Africa. One of the things I've had to accept is life with large insects and creatures I've never seen, except maybe on the Discovery Channel. Giant mosquitoes.
That's a crane fly.
Whatever. But something truly horrific is coming.
Where are these bugs?
Underground. That's where they dwell.
Bugs, 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 bugs.
They're super gross. They can fly at you. And they're loud as hell.
What color are they?
Shades of green.
Just green?
Brown and black.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
And if one of those things lands on me, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
No, honey, just calm down.
No one can comfort me, not even my spouse.
Some Botox will make you look less terrified.
Learn to deal with spiders and snakes and flies in the house.
Yeah, you make me take care of them.
But I just know one of those big disgusting things is gonna fly down my blouse.
Look out!
Cause I'm afraid of a big fat cicada.
A big fat cicada?
Big fat cicada. Big fat cicada.
It's the size of a Buick.
Big fat cicada.
The big fat cicada looks like an alien invader.
You are very insensitive. This is no joke. No Rice Krispie treats for you.
They look like Boeing 757s, except they still have their wheels.
Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Jolene, it's Adeline.
Hey, Adeline, you guys back in town, I guess?
We have arrived.
Before we got on the air just now, a few minutes ago, you were talking with Jim about some homemade, how can I put this delicately, septic system flush for the camper, for the Airstream. Jeb apparently cooks up his own flush.
He knew I didn't know nothing about none of that mess and sent me up right into the Super Target for some of the ingredients of his homebrew remedy for the tank.
Do we want to hear any of this? These are natural ingredients, huh?
He uses these in lieu of chemicals. Lysol, Pine Sol, any kind of salt.
Okay, so that's what he sent you in to fetch.
Baking soda and even a few aspirins, I think.
Aspirin? I've seen the ads for Ridex and stuff like that, but aspirin?
It's advocated by some RVers, but I have told him time and time again that I have seen on YouTube where someone had severely damaged their toilet seats and valves. Backfire.
They blew up?
Got the entire thing on video. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. Chemicals can do that. I'm looking it up as we speak.
Well, honey, I got up in that Super Target. Oh, did I mention I was forced to drive Jeb's extreme electric scooter up there?
Extreme scooter?
Mine had been borrowed by some chick that knew Jeb back in high school. And she seemed nice enough, and she, I guess Jeb just let her borrow mine.
Yeah, I know how you don't let anybody borrow your scooter.
She was eyeing my scooter from the second we got there. And she was kind of a big girl.
I thought you quit smoking.
What do you mean?
I can hear you smoking.
No.
Are you smoking?
No.
Okay, go ahead. Big girl, scooter.
I told her the weight limit was 300 pounds. She swore she was 275 and just wanted to borrow it to go up to the Pack-a-Sack to get her some cigarettes and some Little Debbies. But ain't no way she is a pound under 350 and no way she was riding my scooter.
Okay.
Well, one night after I'd done gone to bed, she mounted that thing and bent my rim.
Ooh. Okay, so you take the extreme scooter up to Super Target.
That place was lousy with kids.
Yeah.
You ever seen that Hitchcock movie, The Birds?
I have.
Well, this was the kids, and they was flocking and flapping everywhere. I do not like children.
We know.
And I had not had my morning Xanadu. That's where I crunch up a Xanax and an ice-cold glass of Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Helps me achieve an artificial normal,
right,
so I can go about my day with confidence. Anyhow, you have a good show, darling.
Good luck with the bathroom blowout. Good luck with all that.
Bye.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an dolphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for sharing some of your precious me time with the bunch of us. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's very easy to take us along with you anywhere. You know, just download the FM Talk 106.5 app, and you'll have access to all your favorite local shows via the podcasts. Yep. Right now, let's visit with our very own Martha Stewart. We're going to revisit one of her interesting segments on making something. Martha, what are we talking about today? You're not too busy for us, are you?
Absolutely not, dear. We're talking about how to creatively assemble a pinecone rustic hurricane glass. A bit of a twist on the classic.
Well, that's different. Okay.
Using what you have lying around the house. You know, MacGyver style.
Okay, I'm ready.
Fill a small bowl with scales.
Pinecone scales?
Duh, dear.
Man.
For the work surface, you'll need a cardboard box at least 4 inches square with a hinged lid.
How many people have hinged cardboard boxes laying around? Go ahead.
Clip 4 inches of floral wire, form a small hook on one end. From cardstock, cut out a disc a bit larger than the average IUD.
What?
Secure disc to the box top by poking wire through both, resting hook in the center where it won't fall through. Using tacky glue, affix scales in flower shape where the hook will become covered with glue. For a fuller bosom...
What?
What did I say?
You said bosom.
Oh. For a fuller blossom, add layer inside the first, utilizing smaller scale, adding up to 5 layers for larger blooms. Use tacky glue to attach one or more clove or tiny plant part in the center.
I have to stop you. What are we talking about? You were talking about creating a rustic hurricane glass, and that's gone off the rails. Let's just make the drink, okay?
A hurricane recipe.
Right.
Wonderful. I can talk about the creation of a classic hurricane.
Okay, please do.
Well, dear, first you must start with bright sun and hot tropical waters, at least 82 degrees Fahrenheit, followed by moist, heated vapor.
Now you're talking about how a real hurricane forms. You said you were talking about the cocktail, a hurricane. You're mixing these up. You're confusing the heck out of everybody.
Stir counterclockwise at 75 miles per hour. 1 ounce vodka, 1/4 ounce grenadine syrup, 1 ounce gin, 1 ounce light rum, 1/2 ounce Bacardi 151, 1 ounce amaretto almond liqueur, 1 ounce triple sec, grapefruit juice and pineapple juice. Pour all but the juices in order listed into a hurricane glass. 3/4 filled with ice, filled with equal parts of grapefruit and pineapple juice.
Martha. Hey, we're out of time.
I've been unwell this week, dear.
You must have been. I've never heard you take 3 different things and mush them together like that. We've got some show integrity to maintain.
Oh, come on, Jolene. Even you don't believe that. I'll speak with you soon, dear.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app? Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a Stupid Phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Oh.
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Stay where you are. We'll be right back with more show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Norman Bates Cold Cuts.
Norman will slice you up some ham.
He'll take a stab
at a sandwich.
How about a nice slice
of pie?
He'll shower you with goodies. He'll kill you with good service.
He'll introduce you to his mom. She's been dying to meet you.
Go on, check into Norman Bates Cold Cuts. He'll check you out permanently.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you are doing great. I'm doing super great because there aren't that many people around here today. John Bell is out of town. Jim Weaver is otherwise occupied. if you were listening at the beginning of the show, he and the Weaver crew got stuck. Just actually stuck in the mud. It's his own fault. And now that I think about it, that's what he gets for calling me a stick in the mud all the time. I told him repeatedly not to go, you know, up a certain cut through because it rains a little bit and this one area up here at the farm just gets completely saturated and it's not a good idea to try to drive through it. But also at the beginning of the show, we heard my mom talking about her Red Lobster memories and how sad she was that Red Lobster was closing. Apparently, she's not alone. Yeah. Lobster for the seafood
lover in you. In the 80s and 90s, America was that seafood lover. And now, the company is in distress and up for sale. So, what went wrong?
Why did Red Lobster go broke? I think I have a small clue. Two of our Roxbury players, my Aunt Belle and Adeline, fans of the endless shrimp for literally decades now. Red Lobster lost money on these two. They've got a what? No. No shrimps. Oh, you guys. No, don't do this.
Back up, Jolene.
Piled high.
Pile them up. Bring them on.
The one bright spot in my life. I don't need a fork or knife.
Are y'all sure you don't want some crawfish, maybe?
At the Red Lobster. I wear maternity pants just in case I blow up. Keep them shrimp coming.
Don't y'all think you've had enough? I mean, really, it's getting embarrassing.
And I don't have to share none of mine with you. Hell, I know that wouldn't do. I'm giving you none of mine.
In my eyes.
In your eyes. You can see how much I care. Close for endless shrimp. I guess we could go to the one in Jackson, Mississippi. I got some people there.
I guess I could go to Mississippi. Do you think one of the casinos has endless shrimp?
No, guys, they're closing the one in Jackson.
There is a new SUV that's unlike any other. It's big because you want big, but you also don't want to worry about lousy gas mileage. And with the new Skeeter SUV, that worry is a thing of the past. Thanks to new hybrid technology, you can get more miles per gallon in your big Skeeter SUV. How does it work? Easy. As you approach a wimpy little car from the rear and start to climb over it with a Skeeter's patented Action Track suspension, a special metal tube projects from the Skeeter, piercing the gas tank of the car and sucking out all the gas therein. It only takes a few seconds, then you can roll right over that car and leave its empty husk behind, as nature intended. Yes, the new Skeeter is a hybrid of SUV technology and classic mosquito design. The Skeeter is definitely an itch you can scratch. Get over to your Skeeter dealer today, but hurry, get there before you see a Skeeter in your rearview mirror.
The Jolene Roxbury Florida Hour.
God, please answer. Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom of
my
condo.
What is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talk about those pills on the TV.
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with that goofy look on his face.
That's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore.
We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use a tracking chart?
Ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do.
Ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to me. We're trying to play cards up in here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR stiffing stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me crazy.
You just have to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying to.
Yourself, like everybody else does.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against the rules.
Don't hang
okay?
up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up. Oh, hell.
Hey, Aunt Catherine, it's Jolene. Look, you know I'm a disaster in the kitchen, but I want to at least try to make gumbo, and yours is so good. I need you to tell me what to do.
Okay. All right. You need like 3 tablespoons of cooking oil.
Ma'am?
Cooking oil.
I got you.
Okay, when that's hot, you put in 2 tablespoons of flour.
Okay.
You leave it get a little brown. You cut up 2 big onions. You put that down. When your gravy, when your roux starts getting a little brown, you put your onions in and leave it cook on a slow fire. Or I could say simmer.
All right. What happens when I simmer it?
Gets a little brown.
A little brown, okay.
And then you put in at least 5 toads of garlic.
Toads?
Toad.
Toes?
Toad.
Garlic.
Garlic. Okay, and then you put at least 3 tablespoons of green onion. Then you put 2 spoons of parsley, and you put just a little bit of sweet pepper because that'll take away the taste of your food. You know how sweet pepper is. It's a taste of its own. And then you put, your sweet pepper, I tell you that.
I got the sweet pepper.
And then you leave that cook down a little bit. And then you take and you put in about 3 pounds of shrimp, 6 crabs.
6 whole crabs?
Yeah. To take the legs apart and all the other mess, like you would to take and cook, to eat them. And you leave that cook for a little while. Leave it simmer for a while. You got to keep stirring it. Then you put in, say, 4 or 5 quarts of water.
So I got to simmer all that stuff, yeah?
It's on a low fire. Then you take and it'll go down about 1 inch. You can take and turn it real, real low. And then you add your salt and your pepper. And as soon as you turn your fire off, you add your filet. It's about a half of a teaspoon. Turn it off and it's ready to eat. You put your salt and your pepper that you need.
All right, so what's the total cook time here?
Oh, it takes, you have to cook it up at least 3 hours, honey.
3 hours?
2.5 to 3 hours. Real low. I don't cook on a high fire. Never did.
Grandma LaBeouf said you cooked on nothing but high fires. We won't get into that. So what about a side dish?
You fix rice?
I love rice.
Okay.
This is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Ew, is that Asti Lauder Youth Dew? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her.
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence.
That's what I'm talking about. Love that new truck smell.
Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up.
What's all this garbage in your car for? I didn't even know Massengill made no pest strip.
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Available in Island Breeze and New Leather. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties.
Whose is these? Frank, whose drawers is these in your truck box?
Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum. Oh, man, I just spilled all my sunflower seeds.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. When constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
Oh my goodness!
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the Master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it. The Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt, I don't need your DNA, you bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up, we fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vac Master.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with more fun and more joy. I'm sorry. We'll be back.
We heard you're having a birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Man, I'm getting used to being alone in the studio. This is so luxurious. Happy 35th birthday to Rhoda Krowski. K-R-O-W. Yes, Krowski. Happy birthday, Rhoda. Ooh, and my sweet Grefew Lane. I say Grefew because he's my great nephew. He turned 12 this week. The big one, too, he said. Love you, sweetheart. Mark Levins turns 41 today, and this is from your wife, Kim. She said, I love you and happy birthday. Well, 3 must be the magic number, because that's all the birthdays we have this week. Thanks for sending them in. You can reach us on our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, or you can email me directly, jolene@joleneroxbury.com, and we will get your birthday or special announcement right on.
Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Can you hear Jim Weaver at the end of that?
Yeah!
What a nut.
For years, you thrilled to CSI Vegas, Miami, New York, Tuscaloosa. But now CSI is running out of cities, so they'll be solving crimes in the past. This season, don't miss CSI Vaudeville.
Who's on first?
Boop, 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 boop. Tell me, who? The guy on first?
What's on second? Not who, not who?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
That's terrible.
Hey, are you Joe?
Yeah. Are you my drive guy? You were supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I had to stop and pick up some brews.
Forgiven. Take me to Frogger's Deli. I'm meeting my wife there.
Yeah, I guess if you gotta.
Are you delivering this pizza here on the seat?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, I forgot all about it, man. Help yourself.
When were you supposed to deliver it?
Last Friday.
I guess it's still good. Got any napkins? Paper towels?
See my jacket back there?
Yeah.
Use the sleeve.
Roger that. Anything to drink?
Didn't I mention the brews?
My man!
Where did you say you were going?
Frogger's Deli. You know where it is?
Oh, sure, sure, no prob.
Because you're going the wrong way, I think.
Dude, let me stop and think about this. Give me a slice.
I think you go down Broadmoor.
I think I need more broads.
Excuse me, do you guys need directions? I can give you directions. Are you guys lost?
No.
My wife is gonna kill me.
Are you about to be late?
I was late when I called you.
Whoa. Hey, if she's gonna kill you anyway, I know where there's a poker game with seats available.
I can't go with that.
Get back on your Drive Guy app and ask for Tony.
Okay, he knows where the game is?
The game is in the back of his van.
Epic. That's a 5-star rating for you, pal.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headache, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it!
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it. Tylafem. Because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
Devil went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across this young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face. You look pretty warm now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you best put on your shoes, you're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down?
Johnny went down under and said, "You know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty," he said with a smile. "But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while." The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate. And he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate. Johnny said, "Just come on back, cause it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell."
It is starting to get super hot. Oh, here we go, guys. Summertime. And the living is sticky. It sure is, but I love it outside, even with all the bugs, you know? And we love you guys, too. Thank you for making time for us this week, hanging out with us. Just have a great week. Be good to each other and meet us right back here. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.